Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your
mum's house. Arms out to your mum's, to your mum's. Yes. What's up, party people?
Party,
you know,
people.
Which episode? You know which episode this is, Themos?
Number 40, no?
Yeah, episode 40. We've done 40 weeks.
Nothing for the episode, for the 40th episode.
We got nothing prepared.
We didn't give a motherfucking shit.
Yeah. But it's all love, though. Party people, thanks for joining us and thanks for listening, man. And all those new heads joining in and going back to the start and listening to all the episodes. I get messages, you know, we get messages like that. It's really cool, man. Big up yourselves, man. Arms house to your madre's crib. It's your boy Amber's theme in the place. Still,
we're talking about getting people to send in their bars.
Oh yeah,
about that. That'd be quite a joke. There was that bloke who sent some bars in.
Yeah,
you want to send in your bars and we can play them as joke bars.
But the thing is, I don't want to go. We've had this discussion, and it's good you brought it up because there are other podcasts that do that. You know. Even Blade does it on his one. And like, I don't know if I mean, obviously I like listening to you know, undiscovered talent, but we're going to just be listening to a lot of shit, man. And I don't know if
yeah,
I want to.
We'll just be gunning all the shit parts, bro. That'd be the joke bit, bro.
Yeah. I mean, we'd have to put the disclaimer, like, you know, make sure you got thick skin, but you know, rappers are even worse than fucking graffiti writers, man, when it comes to ego and, fragile egos.
They send it into the arms house. I think if they send it into the arms house, man, then they know it's an arms house team.
Yeah, well, yo,
we
okay
know about
then.
Bars.
You heard the man. Send him in, yo. Send in your bars. But yo, we went to a thing on Saturday down in the South Bank Center. Shout out Just Vibes, Trini Gladiator. Shout out Shorty Blitz, best DJ in the world, in my opinion. We were saying
Shorty
that, weren't we?
Blitz.
I think Sarah Love was involved in that as well. I had a little chat with her as well. She was bigging us up on the, after you left, I had a little chat. She was bigging us up the beef sketch and shit. She was loving it.
I was fuming because I got fucking chrome paint on my brand new, what are they called? Hirachis, Nike Hirachis.
Damn.
Brand new, spanking new that day.
Yeah.
Haven't still, taken them out of the box for a week. Went to go to fucking South Bank where there's blatantly going to be some graph. Started throwing up a little outline. Got to the E because you were around the corner painting your ting.
Yeah.
Got to the E and my kids are like, oh, Dad, I want to have a go. I want to have a go. I want to have a go. So, fucking, so I gave them the can and they just started doing smiley faces and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I was helping them and shit. And then when we all looked down, we all had paint all over our fucking shoes and shit. Like it must have been one of those cans that just does that.
What's the
and
chrome, innit?
It at all.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it was
chrome, isn't it?
Chrome all
do
over
that.
Their little hands and that.
Yeah.
And I thought, fucking hell, their mum's going to go mental.
Yeah, the little but twins were out.
Because we saw that ute from their school.
Oh, yeah, shit. And his mum. She was like, I love graffiti.
Yeah,
wasn't she?
The baby mother knows her. She says like she takes her kid to that place all the time.
Mm.
All the time.
Yeah, he was like a little whiz on that fucking scooter of his, man. He was going, dropping in and zinging about.
Anyway, so I didn't even finish doing a fucking dub or anything. Didn't even finish throwing up an outline and came back with paint all over my new fucking shit and all over the kids.
That's hip hop, ladies and gentlemen.
I missed the good bit. I couldn't go. Did you go to the after party?
I didn't go to the after party, but I went back because we went to the party and then the rappers hadn't started yet. They were doing some kids dancing thing. So we were like, "Allow this." We went down to the skate park. We did a quick piece. And like you said, you started off, but then you
did a nice little thing.
Yeah, it came out all right, man.
Nice little thing, man. No, it looked good.
It was quick though. What was it? 20 minutes, half hour? It didn't take me too long. Maybe a bit longer than that, but still.
yeah, I wasn't going to say
it. Yeah, and then...
Because you stop and chat to everyone. There's bare tourists, because you have to wait, watch from that fence bit.
Yeah.
And I'm at that fence bit just watching with all the kids and everyone else. It's bare people just filming you doing your graph and that. It's so fucking weird.
It's like tourist central, isn't it, man? You know what I mean?
But tourists going, oh, look, because of the skateboarders and the graph, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They suddenly film it.
Yeah, it's a cool place, though.
Fucking down in there, just going a fucking handpieces.
Yeah,
I was looking on the woman's phone, one of the tourist phone, because she was next to me. Yeah. And I saw a blip. She's blatantly filming Amber. So I like, stood back and looked a bit at her phone. She was filming you.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, they better tag me in it. No, I'm just kidding. They don't know. Look, the
there is graffiti. Look, there is graffiti. And they're gonna go over and they start looking at shit.
I mean, man, it's crazy how some people are just like, you know, still bewildered by the whole process, man. Or they come across like they're like, "Whoa, oh my god, how long did it take you to do that? Oh my god, did you do all the bits in here? Oh, are you Banksy? Are you all those same fucking things, man? That you get, you know." But anyway, we went back to the.
I can't really do it in those kind of places. Like a Leek Street, I feel the same about that because just because it's so completely the opposite of what, of how you got into graph and why you did graph. And there was like no fucking people walking about asking for pictures and looking past and shit like that. It kind of just completely changes the whole circumstance of you doing that piece. And then you just like bare people like watching or look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel it changes the whole. Now you've got to do this sick piece. Now you've got all your everyone dead. Blah, 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 the fucking hell. I'd rather just go and do the fucking graph.
No, of course. And I completely understand that.
Jays, or we're like two or three very like good mates.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Who you've been through missions with before, rare, and you fucking go out and do it. That's fucking, see, that's graph for me.
Baby. Yeah. No, of course. There's different things in graph that I like, you know, and painting illegal, obviously when you're, you know, it's a quiet legal or somewhere that's relatively out of the way, then you can have some privacy, just play tunes and chat with your mates. It's just a reason to link up, you know? It's like when I played poker with my friends, you know? It's like the poker, okay, it's fun to play poker, but really all it was an excuse to get us all around a table and chatting, not all staring at a screen, you know what I'm saying? So like that's how, you know, so like when you link on legal, and it's good to develop your style and try out different techniques, but and also personally in the situation like Leek Street, which I don't like painting too much there, but I don't mind it. I don't mind the people, to be honest. Not too much, man. Some people can be annoying, yeah, but to be honest.
That's because you, yeah?
I'm quite chatty. You can
just paint anywhere, anytime, and it always comes out sick. Always comes out like the same quality level. You don't really have that kind of...
Not all the time, but
this is just my graph style. When I go out and do like a 20-minute track side, this is just my graph style.
Yeah.
And then this is like my legal wall style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I reckon I've got that.
Yeah,
you just go out and piece like top quality anywhere in the middle of the thing with their skateboarders around you, where you can't step back or wherever. So yeah, fresh.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And you probably don't have that style. Well, like that's his graph style. When I see it on when I see that on the train or that on the track side, like you know, the dude's gone to his like his graph style on that. But then he obviously, if he has a legal wall, he can just take his time and paint an amazing piece.
Yeah, and also, to be honest, like, I kind of enjoy, to a certain degree, demystifying graffiti to a certain extent, you know? And don't get me wrong, I kind of like graffiti's mystery, yeah? Like, I like how it's mysterious, you don't know
what people are. Demystify, why are you getting the dehumidifiers out from?
Demystifiers. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, some people are genuinely interested and they want to engage and they want to kind of know what's going on. And I don't mind explaining a few bits to them here. Or sometimes it's fun just to take the piss out of them as well without them realizing. Sometimes it can be funny, you know, like you said, like weird tourists. Oh, did you do all these? Yeah, I did all of them. Yeah. Oh, how long did it take you? Oh, it took 15 minutes, something like that. Oh, really? I'm like, yeah. You know, just shit like that. Just fucking. Yeah, exactly. Just fucking with them, you know? It can be fun. Yeah. But yo, you said you had a hip hop quiz for me this time. Yeah?
I've got a quiz for your ass, man.
Because I quizzed you last time, but I'm sorry.
Questions quiz. If and everybody would know the answers to this quiz. Every single people who have never listened to hip hop know the answers to this quiz.
Is it that easy?
No.
Okay, cool. All right.
Just taking the piss.
All right, okay, sorry.
No, but I didn't like delve too deep, you know what I mean?
No, fair enough. I'm intrigued, man. I'm intrigued. Like I was joking out because when you told me, I was like, what, are all the answers gonna be Mobb Deep? That's what I thought it was going to just be every answer.
That would be so dope.
Who was a duo, hip hop duo so from Queensbridge, who dropped the album?
Like question 8, question 9. Yeah.
Shall we start? Let's start off with the quiz, man. I'm genuinely intrigued about what you're going to question me on, man. Because last time you didn't, you got about 50% correct. So, and I delved a bit deep though, but I still think I asked questions that like a proper hardcore hip hop head should know the answers to.
All right, we'll go into the So Damn Fresh. Are You Really That Fresh quiz.
Booyah, let's go. That's
what I'm saying. 10 questions, I think, bruv. Yeah, okay. 10 questions. Question number one. How many studio albums does Mobb Deep have?
Oh, shit. Okay, so it is Mobb Deep quiz. All right. Oh, shit. I don't think I know the answer to this, man, but I'll take a guess. I think it's around... Is it just with them both together?
Everybody knows the answers to these questions.
Is it Mobb Deep? They're not the individual, not their separate solo albums. No, Mobb Deep. All right, there's The Infamous, there's Hell on Earth, there's... I don't even know the names of all the albums, but I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to pull it out of my ass and say 9 albums.
Oh...
Is it 8?
8.
Yeah, I thought it was 8. I was going to say 8, but then I was like, no, it's not enough.
I'm nearly giving you a point for that.
Okay.
Depends how you do in the rest of the
quiz. I was going to say 8. Shit.
All right.
Mm.
What group is Joey Starr in? Joey Starr. What group is he in?
Who the fuck is Joey Starr?
What do you mean? Who the fuck is Joey? Shit. You're talking to me about losing my hip hop stripes or my hip hop badges or whatever.
Joey Starr. Can I ask one question? Is it American or UK? That's all I'm on.
Neither.
Oh, we're talking français. Français, le hip hop français. Shit.
We're talking La France.
Are we talking about kneeking police? I mean, kneeking.
About what? Mothers? What are we talking about? Wait a minute.
Nique ta mère, NTM.
Nique ta mère. Ouais, c'est ça.
Joey Starr, though. What the fuck? What's the other
NTM,
rappers
called? NTM.
Yeah, what's the other rappers called?
Cool Shen and Joey Starr. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, fuck. Yeah, I thought, okay. Uh-huh. There you go. Un point pour Amber.
1 point. What was I going to say about Joey Starr? He's the geezer that made Avarex. No, Avarex. What was that fucking glasses name? Like snowboarding glasses name began with an A.
I
can't remember. And he had the big snow goggles always on the side of his head when he was rapping and shit.
Yeah.
And the mad voice.
Is it Avalanche? No. What's the name of it? Anyway.
Avalanche?
I can't
Alpine.
Remember.
Yeah. Alpine. I keep on thinking of Avarex. Yeah. All right, moving on. Question number 3 is in the his house. Oh, tedious.
Yeah.
When was Tupac killed?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Talking about hip-hop stripes. Okay.
Well, Biggie was killed in 97, so and Pac was killed a year before, so I was going to say 1996.
You're such a lucky motherfucker.
That's not luck. You saw my logic there. That's not luck.
I can't believe you get that motherfucking shit. What month? What day?
Fuck, I don't know, man. June 17th.
It's 13th of September, 1996, because he worked it out 1 year before the death of Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, boy.
Mother lover.
And I only know the day Biggie Smalls
died. All right, question number 4.
No, wait. I know the day Biggie Smalls
died. When did Biggie Smalls die?
Because, didn't he say on, is it March 11th? March 11th. Anyway, go on. Sorry, continue. March 12th.
Question 4, when did Biggie Smalls die?
Oh, is it? March 12th, 1977. 1977, 1997.
joking, bro. No, well, that's not the next question.
Oh, okay.
That was question three. That was question three.
I've got 2 points.
1986. Yeah. Question four. When did Jay-Z drop his first album? And what was it called?
It was called...
You can get points for bare kind of little bits in here.
All right. It came out in 1997.
No!
Okay, 98.
No!
Oh, shit. Before that.
You can't have more than two notes. No, okay. Two notes, that's it out. But you can think of what its name is.
Yeah, I know what the name is. It's not the Blueprint. It's the... The Blueprint. No. Fucking hell, man. I know what it is.
I know you don't give a fuck about Jay-Z.
I know the album. He's got the cigar.
Brilliant pick at the question.
Reasonable Doubt. That's it. Reasonable Doubt.
Oh, shit. Boom. He got it.
Yeah. I just needed a second there.
You fucking got it.
Did he have an album called The Blueprint?
Reasonable Doubt. 1996. Yeah, of course he did. Yeah.
Oh, it came out in 96. I said 96.
Yeah. No, man. You said 97, then 98.
Nah, 96, man. That's what I said. Run the tape.
No, I'm just kidding. In the edit. Run the. Pull it back.
Just kidding. No, man, you should give me 1,000,000 points, bro. I'm 1,000,000 points for that, man. just doing an efficiency.
Yeah.
All right, half a point. Good.
I've given half a point. Question five.
Yeah, go on.
Johnny Come Alive. Who is in M.O.P.?
Billy Dance and Lil Fame.
Yeah.
That's 2 points there as well. I've actually met Billy Dance. Is that 2 points? Here's a picture of me and Billy Dance here. Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
That video that came out of Billy Dance playing my tune.
Yo, that's ill. If you can send that to me, I'll play. Mental. Yeah. Oh shit! I remember
what happened here. And it was fucking MOP playing your tune. That was nuts.
Crazy.
That was nuts to wake up to, man.
Isn't it?
Shit. That's a good little vid. I'll try and find that.
Yeah, find it and send it to me if you get it to me in time.
Maybe I've got it on like an old Instagram post. You're drowning in deep, your weak bars are bound to get breached. Confounded in speech, I'm standing with rounded and peak. Yo, a chat drastic blows, leave whack raps exposed. Smack spastic clones, I need packed plastic bones. Rap raps in baggies, short classic bones. Man of crack addict, I strap fat massive cones. A chat drastic blows. Also, I just want to say, when I met
Billy Dance, he was doing it in store at my man Zilo's shop. Abuse London down in Shoreditch. No, Old Street, whatever. And he came in, and I got a drop for him from him, And he was like, yo, MOP, Billy Dance, we're not in the building. We got the building surrounded. Like that, or some shit like that. It was hilarious.
Anyway. That was so good. That was such a good MOP impression. That was so good. No, that was brilliant.
Go on, theme. What is it? Question six.
MOP, Billy Dance. That was question numero 5. Right. What's this? Oh yeah. Who founded Rockefeller Records? Rockefeller Records.
Obviously Jay-Z and the other fucking bald-headed guy with the goatee who's like always chatting online. You can always find what's his fucking name? Oh, that's going to bug me now. Hold on. Give me a sec. He's in the video for Big Pimpin'. Well, he's in all the videos. What's this?
I can't believe you know all this shit, by the way, because you don't really give a shit about all this kind of shit.
I know about it, though. You got to know about that shit.
Still read about it, but the knowledge seeps into your head.
But let me just get this guy's Dame Dash. Dame Dash.
I would never remember his name.
No, but listen, though. Listen. I'm not the biggest Jay-Z fan, but his contribution to hip-hop is undeniable. So as a hip-hop head, I still appreciate Jay-Z and Dame Dash and Rockefeller. I appreciate it, even though it's not something I would spin on a regular. But they got some classic tunes that I like. Actually, I've got a quick little story to tell you. It's funny as fuck. Talking about them a lot. So I was in TK Maxx with my mum. Buying some clothes or whatever. This is years ago. I'm talking when I was at college. And then Big Pimpin' comes on. You know the tune. Bim, 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 bim. You know the song, yeah? Yeah? And then my mom's going, hey.
Not my favorite Jay-Z song by a long way.
No, but then my mom is like, hey, why are they playing Raghib Alami in TK Maxx, yeah? She was like, Raghib Alami. Yeah, and I was like, who the fuck is that? I was like, this is Jay-Z, Big Pimpin', man. And my mom was like, nah, that's Raghib Alami. And I was like, nah. And so when we got home, I was like, who's this Raghib Alami? She put the CD on. It was the bim, 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 the sample. And I was like, yo, I was sample spotting with my mom, yo, in TK Maxx, son.
No, but your mom spotted it. She's the one who spotted it.
That's what I'm saying. I was rating my mom. I was giving her daps.
Yes, my mom. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man.
She knows her shit.
Yeah.
I can't believe you got Dame Dash, man. I would.
So that's another 2 points there. Dame Dash, Jay-Z.
Yeah, I'd already written 0.25 points down because you said goatee, like bald-headed geezer.
He always wears shades as well.
Give
he always,
you a point too far.
And he's well known for being really like, obviously the business side of Rockefeller. And well, obviously Jay-Z as well, but he was like, you know, the really, he was like quite a coarse guy and he would kick people out of office and shit. And he'd always, you know, shout at people and stuff. Very passionate guy, man.
That's because I was Spotify on random and It Was All Good just a week ago came on.
Mm.
And I was in the car and I was thinking, yo, this tune. This tune is fucking, it's a banging tune. There's nothing you can say about that track. That is a banging track.
What's it called?
It Was All Good just a week ago.
Hold on. Let me play some of it.
It's the story of him and that geezer. What's that geezer's name? Like his ex-partner. And one of them basically ended up going to jail and it wasn't Jay-Z. But it's like a nice storytelling, but still well, like it's still well wrapped. It's a nice beat. I was just thinking, you know, these kind of tunes you don't hear all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you probably do if you listen to Jay-Z a lot. But
Jay-Z, man, you know what? People always put him as number one. Like, you know, when people say they're top five, a lot, especially obviously people in New York and shit. But it took me a while to come around to it, but I would probably put him maybe not in the number one spot, but up there, man, because his longevity, his album sales, his influence, his... fucking like all the factors, his rapping style was fucking good. You know what I mean? You can't doubt that he's not good at fucking rapping. You know what I mean? And the amount of people he's influenced and like his impact on hip hop culture is so huge. And again, I got to reiterate his longevity. He was there in the '80s with Jazz O, whatever his fucking name was. The guy he used to be his hype man, you know, going all the way through all these eras and still not only being relevant, but being on top of the game still to this day is fucking crazy, man. And you can't take that away from Jay-Z, man. So I would even put him on my objective top five, man. Let's go. Come on. Actually, no, wait. I've got the tune lined up.
Or you would.
I would.
You just made me think of so many fucking things, though, in those songs that you were telling them.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let's listen to A Week Ago featuring Too Short by Jay-Z from Volume 2, Hard Knock Live.
Last week I had everything. Had it all.
Good just a week ago.
I had the money. Had the cars, the bitches.
It was all good just a week ago.
And then my motherfucking nigga starts snitching.
Yeah.
Yes.
Growing up in the hood, just my dog and me. We used to hustle in the hood for all to see. Problems, I called on him, he called on me. We wasn't quite partners, I hit him off my beat. None of them unlocked doors, off my keys. Yeah, we spoke much more than cordially. Man, he broke bread with me, my business spread swiftly. The feds came to get me, we both fled quickly. Wasn't quick enough to jump over the hedges with me. Got caught, and that's when our relationship strained. Used to call me from the joint till he ran out of change. And when he called collect and I heard his name, I quickly accepted. But when I reached the phone, he's talking reckless. I could sense deceit in his tone. I said, damn, dog, what? 9 weeks in your home? He said, main man, you think shit's weak 'cause you're home. I just sat, spat no more speech to the phone. The crackers up there bleaching.
I love that.
Yeah, man. And the thing, that's another thing with Jay-Z. He does like just straight gutter lyrics. He does gangster shit. He does
and
like
crackers
women.
Up there bleaching your dome.
He does women songs for ladies. And he does the storytelling lyrics. Yo, the dude, you know, you can't take away from Jay-Z.
What do you like that song?
Yeah, it's dope. I haven't heard it in a long time.
The verse. Yeah. It's good, man.
It's a cool tune, man. I mean,
all right.
Yeah, go on.
Question continue. Number seven, yeah, for Mr. Thinks He Knows All About London, Hip Hop, London, oh, Grab, UK, Worldwide, Zulu Nation, Batty Fiddler, all types of Grav and Hip Hop, yeah, man.
Yeah.
You have to keep your stripes, Feem. You're going to lose your hip hop stripes, bro.
Well, Feem, I'm still
I'm kicking you out of the hip hop club, bro.
You're dubstep, Feem. You're
Feem,
you
dubstep. Don't know nothing about the first. Which month was it, yeah? When the first geezer to ever come outside with a vinyl player, yeah? We ripped it out of his mum's yard, brought it outside, yeah? Plugged it in. What was the month?
Nah, Feem. Genuinely, question. Here's a question for you. Who invented the chicka-chicka scratch? Who invented scratching? Do you know?
I'm not answering any questions at this point without my
It's lawyer. Grand Wizard Theodore. And I got a picture with him here as well. Look, it's me and Grand Wizard Theodore, yo.
Look at this guy. You're taking, look at this guy. Fuck you, Mr. Know-it-all. All right, listen,
it's because I'm hip-hop, bruv. You're dubstep, you know what I mean? Go back to the dubstep raves. You and fucking...
That's it.
Go
that's
with it. Chase and
There
Status.
Was a couple of ways to ask this question, yeah? There was a couple of ways. Now I'm just going to ask it the hardest way.
All right, go on.
Give me... How many should I... Because I was thinking about how harsh you were going to be this podcast is how many I would ask for you to give. Yeah?
All right.
So give me 28 members of DDS.
Fuck off, man. For real.
Yeah, 28. I'm taking it all the way up to 28.
But are you talking...
28.
There's probably well more.
Because you were just being a know-it-all. I was thinking there could have been six. I had it written down as six.
Okay, I'll tell you the main members, 14. And then we'll start going off onto one, man. But yeah,
No, 28, otherwise you get the question wrong.
All right, okay. Let me have a stab at it. We're not going...
Well, no. I say 25, because some of them...
Jesus.
Some of them might not be in England, you know what I mean?
Mm. But are we counting double names, like the same person, but it's different? No, we're not.
No, of course not, bruv.
All right, piss shit. DDS, fucking hell. All right, so we got to start with Dyer.
How many do you want to go for?
I'm just going to go for as many as possible.
How many you think you can get?
Man, I don't know.
How many do you
man.
Think you can get?
Definitely over 10.
Like 15?
Maybe, 15. Yeah. Let's see how we go.
You pass the question if you get 15, yeah?
Okay, cool.
Who did you just say?
I said Dyer. And the next one is Killer Keller. Yeah, I'm just kidding. he wishes.
Okay,
die. I'm just kidding.
Taking him off, bro. I'm taking him off.
All right, die.
Taking him off, bro.
Oh, you wrote them all down, so you've got them down. You're just taking him off. All right.
No, I had to have proof, innit? Of if you had 25, yeah. I got the 28.
All right. Okay. Teach.
So I've got a list. I've got a list. I should have told you.
A
list.
Okay. Cool.
With 28 Dyer. Names on it.
Teach.
Teach. You've said. Ty. You said.
Zombie. Yeah. I'm starting to struggle now already. Fucking hell, man.
but you think you know everything about Griff?
No, I know everyone who's in DDS, man. Wasn't Tease, rest in peace, he was in it.
Basically, yeah, I'm best mates with all of them.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Best mates with all of them.
Plug.
Who did you just say, Tease?
Tease. Plug.
Who?
Plug.
Tease first, though, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Tease. And then plug, yeah?
And then plug. So that's five. Rust. Shout out Rust. He listens to the podcast. Salute Rust.
Wait, who did you just say?
I said Diet, Teach, Zombie.
Yeah, you haven't... Yeah, plug. It was plug in DDS.
Well, yeah. In my books, he is.
No,
I don't know if he really...
I'm not... No. That's
okay.
Not on the list.
Okay. All right.
Plug.
Let's...
Plugatron, yeah? Wait, let's think about this. Obviously, TBA.
Look, I could tell
he
you now.
He does his own crew, TBA, bruv.
Yeah, but he's also in DDS.
I've never...
Okay, maybe
no,
not.
No. You can't just pretend you're going to look and then not look, bruv, and tell me that you think he's... I don't reckon he's DDS, bruv.
Okay, I don't know. All right, so Diet, Teach,
no, listen,
Zombie.
This is who you've got. You've got Diet, Teach, Rate, and the Tease.
Tease and Rust DDS.
Rust is on the list. There we go.
All right.
Well, you got five.
I'm fucking blanking out here, people. I'm sorry, man. Fucking hell. I just thought of one as well. It's just gone.
You can't be telling me. Listen, all the people are getting mental, yeah, because
yeah, I know.
You've named some, right? You haven't named like the biggest writers in Name sub, one of them, you know what sub, I mean? You haven't gone through sub, the serious heads.
Sub, the main Thank guy. You. Sub. And fucking Shuto. Sub
and?
Shuto.
Shuto, baby.
Shuto, whatever. fuck. Why am I bugging
Think about
out,
our generation, bruv.
Yeah, I know. I'm blanking out, bruv, man. I don't fucking know. I mean, I do know, but...
What are you talking about? You know about... all of them.
I know. Touch. Wasn't he in DDS? Yeah.
Yeah, Touch is in DDS.
Okay, so that's seven.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. What's wrong with
you me, got man? Eight. You got Tease, Sub, Shoe, Rate, oh, Teach, yeah. Rust, and Diet. Bruv.
Elk. Wasn't he in DDS? No. No, okay. I'm just trying to think back on the Trains episode that we did. The Zooted Wonders and all them.
Bruv, I love the Trains episode. Think about our generation when we were growing up on the track sites.
I know, bruv. I know.
Our generation of DDS.
Not only do I know that, I've met them all, most of them. You know what I mean? I just... Bosch. There we go. There's another
Bosch.
One.
Bosch. Fuck it up. There's a slowly... Big bad Bosch.
Oh, what is 10 foot?
Who did
in...
that? Who did Ray used to run the shop with?
Oh, fucking Bozo, of course, man. Bozo, man. How the fuck? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Akit. Akit! Sorry, Akit.
Yeah, I just said sorry, Akit. Right, listen, who's absolutely battering it now?
10 foot. He's in DDS, isn't he? Yeah. And Fume, of course.
And
Flash.
And
Tox.
No DDS.
No?
Tox DDS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flash, not DDS.
Bass, of course. He just
there
did that.
There we go.
He did
fucking
that incredible.
Hell,
he did
about
the incredible.
Fucking panels coming out the fucking tunnel. Yeah.
That diabolical dub stars he did with the red outline. Themes walked off now. He's
Jesus.
I'm having a mind meld, man. I'm blanking out here, people, man. Shit.
Bruv. He had two pieces on there. He had three panels on that fucking chair.
Crazy. And I love that chrome
and a
dub.
And a piece. And then the diabolical dubsters, bruv.
But you know, that was an ode.
When was the last? It was just in time for the fucking. It was just perfect. Suddenly there's this fucking. When was the last time you saw the words like that? When I saw that, it took me back.
Oh, man.
It took me back when you saw the whole words like that. I am being a fanboy now.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a couple of those Diabolical Dubstars dubs that were hard.
Oh, yo, everyone Thor. Thor. Yeah. I can't forget my man Thor, DDS. What am I on now, then?
Putting in Thor. I can't vouch for his in-ship.
No, he's definitely 100% in what you're talking about, man.
I know he's, yeah.
He's 100%. Yeah, okay. Like, he's one of the main dudes. Spo. Of course, the Generales.
Spo.
How can I forget? Fucking hell, man. I told you, I'm going blank.
The list.
So how many
There's
is that
still
now?
A couple of... Okay, who was the two little chiefs who were just going around robbing everyone?
Oh, Take and fucking... Koz, of course.
Who's Thorup did we big up? Koza, bro.
Koza. What the fuck is wrong with me, man? I'm getting there in the end. You know what I mean? I'm getting there. So how many is that now?
With a lot of help.
No, with I just need time. I just need time.
That is.
How many? I got to name all of DDS. 18. What the fuck?
18.
There you go. That's over 15. Boom.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. Big up Zonk.
Oh shit,
Big
Zonk.
Up Band.
Band, man.
Big up Four. Who was Pies?
Oh yeah, Pies. Salute who ate all the pies.
Big up Tranny. Big up Bus One. Big up Causa. Big up Ouch. Big up Name.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. Here.
Big up Siege.
Here.
Big
here.
Up Fuel. Big
here.
Up Here. Yeah.
Yo. Okay. Cool. There we go. I got a point now. So all good.
All right. Talking of my best mate, yeah, massive black geezer from Italy, yeah.
Mm.
Family the man. Name six crews that he's in.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, LCS. Love Committing Sins, TKS, Total Chaos, DDS, Diabolical Dub Stars.
Three.
He's in SDF. I just put him in SDF right now, so that's another one there, yeah. Oh, he's in it. I just put you in, Diet. So, boom, that's four.
Am I right? I'm right in SDF now. I'm right in SDF.
He's in it, whether he likes it or not.
TK, DDS,
yeah.
LCS.
Yeah. I always love SDF. LCS, the meaning, love committing sins from that Nas lyric. I think I mentioned that before anyway, but yeah. Fuck, he's in so many fucking crew. Is he in
there's another
he's in PFB?
One. Another sick.
PFB?
Yeah.
Boom. How many do I have to name?
Six.
Fuck. Okay,
but you've added SDF. LCS. I didn't even put LCS on the list.
Oh, is he in?
So I've added it in. So you've got five, but you haven't got a couple of like the.
Is he in SBS? Subway Saints?
Yeah.
There we go. And geez Louise, man. Fucking hell. TW? I just made that up.
Are you checking the list? You're checking to see if this is a legitimate list. I can feel you, brother. This is the list, bro. I got this shit written down.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got six because you added LCS.
VFL. I didn't add LCS. He's in LCS. You know what I mean? It's a crew, motherfucker.
No, yeah, but onto the list. Onto
is
the
he
list,
in PBS, bro. Panel Beaters?
Pure Hot Moves. He's in Pure PHM.
PHM. That's another meaning I love as well. Shit.
That's what I was saying. There's another one that you like. Mm-hmm. Because isn't he in VFL?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is in VFL, yeah. Fucking hell, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So not only did you get that with a little help from me, but you added two extra crews to it.
There we go, motherfucker. Added
two crews. So did you pass the DDS question? Yeah, because you got 18.
Yeah, it took me a while, but I got there in the end. Yeah.
I'm just writing them down now. All right.
But DDS is like Wu-Tang Clan, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's the core members and then there's like hundreds of other motherfuckers in there.
Dude,
as well.
You didn't say Zonk, bro.
I know, I missed... I didn't even say Bozo until you fucking lured it out of me, man. I didn't even say Spo till later on, man, for fuck's sake. That shows my mind is mush. Huh?
There's not hundreds of members. I was waiting to catch you out and stuff like that. Like if you said, oh, so-and-so or so-and-so. But you didn't say any of those kind of, those dodgy fragment ones.
Yeah. Isn't Dogs in DDS? I'm just kidding. Go on, continue. Salute Dogs, man. Big them up.
The question number 9.
Okay.
What was Biggie Smalls' first rap name? His first MC name?
Oh, shit. I did know this. I've seen the documentary. I saw the Netflix documentary about, you know, with all that footage. It's pretty cool, actually. You should check it out if you
haven't seen that. Has it actually got him in it? Or is there was?
Oh, mate. Basically, they filmed everything, man. One of his mates was on a camera filming everything. And they just put it into a documentary. It's fucking sick, man. It's really good.
I think ever since Mongo told me, I think Mongo said to me, if you listen to Biggie Smalls, you're a nonce, mate.
Yeah, I know. He said that to me. I posted a picture on Instagram of Kool Herc and Biggie Smalls together. And I was like, yeah, happy birthday, hip hop. This is like years ago. And he was like, oh, yeah, fucking Biggie Smalls. He did a lyric about fucking a 15-year-old or something. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, pretty fucked up.
I remember the lyrics coming to me now. Some of the questionable lyrics.
There's one thing making a lyric about it, and it is questionable. I'm not saying I condone making lyrics about stuff like that, but there's one thing doing lyrics.
Fine. It looks so hard. I suck on your daddy's dick. There's that lyric.
Yeah, but that's just that's from a stand-up comedy show. That's from what's his name? The big comedian, the classic dude, man, who died. He like set himself on fire. Fuck. You see, I'm blanking even on this guy's name, man. Jesus Christ. People listening to this podcast, right? I don't know why you listen to this shit. Just two dudes trying to remember shit.
So listen, man, get back onto Biggie Smalls, man. Biggie Smalls' first name.
His name was Hype Master Fresh.
MC Quest.
Oh, MC Quest. Okay. All right.
MC Quest. All right. Question number 10, the last question. Yeah.
All right.
You've got, it's a 10 question quiz. Yeah. You've got 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You've got 9 out of 10 already.
No, but some of the questions were more than 1 point. You know,
that's what I'm saying. That's how you've got 9 already.
Oh,
okay. Because we're only on question 9 now, bruv.
Okay.
I gave you 2 for Damon Dash and Jay-Z.
Mm.
2 for Lil Fame and Billy Dance.
Yeah.
Who's? They've got some wicked lyrics, but Billy Dance, man, he's got some fucking brilliant lyrics.
Incredible.
Some of the lyrics back in the day, they're so joke. They're so joke.
Just their energy and their fucking is just incredible, man. M.O.P. Next
you level. You got 1996 for Tupac.
Yeah.
For Park.
Yeah.
You got NTM. You kind of got NTM. What group is Joey Star in?
I did get
it. Bullshit, NTM, Nick Tamir. The biggest hip-hop group in Europe.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I still haven't seen that movie on Netflix about them. But anyway.
Was there shit on Netflix about them as well?
Yeah, it's a series. It's a series dramatization of their early days in French, but it's set in the 90s. Yeah, it's meant to be really fucking good. I've spoken about it on the pod.
It's not them.
No, it's not them. It's actors playing them. But yeah, it's meant to be pretty cheesy, but it's supposed to be good. So.
Yeah, it sounds cheesy as fuck.
Yeah.
Le fromage, toi.
Yeah, oui.
Fromage. Ta mère fait chier.
All right, question 10. Let's go. Come on.
So, because you've got 9 out of 10, so for question 10, you have to get it right to pass the quiz. Yeah?
Okay, let's go. The
pass rate on this quiz is 10 out of 10.
Let's go.
I'm going to ask, it's another how many question. Yeah?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Let me just give myself an answer. How many?
You don't even know the answer.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 certifieds I've written down.
Oh, shit.
Right. Can you give me 10 yards in
London? Oh, no, man. Because I didn't really do yards, man. So I don't know them, man. But okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll have a stab at it.
So we smashed him already out the park with the no yards, yeah? No, but listen, you know about yards.
Yeah, like yeah, okay. Names so of there's
different yards and people who's done this and that yard.
Let's go. South Harrow, Chiswick Works.
Whoa. South Harrow, bruv. That doesn't exist.
South Harrow.
Not anymore, bruv.
What do you mean not anymore? But it did at one point.
I know what you're thinking about.
What?
You're thinking of all the rest in peace jubilees and shit.
Yeah. That was South Harrow Yard.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to do that. No, I'm changing it. How many current yards?
Okay, Acton Yard.
Mm-hmm. Muy bien.
What do you mean current yard? For fuck's sakes, man. I don't fucking know, man. G? Is G still around?
This is a good question.
It is a good question. G. You're right. For a graffiti-based podcast, you're right. Okay.
You got Acton Town and you got G. Yeah. How many did you have to get?
Fuck knows, 10 or some shit like that.
Wait, everyone knows my quiz is a lot better than your fucking bullshit quiz.
Yeah, okay, cool. It is a good quiz, I have to admit. 6, 7, 8, but I'm already on 90% score.
Gonna get 10.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get 10. I'm not gonna
you're
get
90%. 90%.
I'm not gonna get 10.
What do you mean you're not gonna? How can you be the sort of person who's gonna say I can't do this when you've got 9 out of 10 on the quiz?
I'm trying, man. I couldn't you're even name more DDS.
You can't do this, bro. You're on 90%. But I helped you a lot. We didn't even say idea.
All right, can we play the word association game? You can help me out a bit.
Okay, so you've got Acton and G from what else? West London.
There's the Piccadilly one. Is it Aldgate? Aldgate, there's one, no?
There's one in Ealing. I'll give you that clue. In the borough of Ealing.
Gunnersbury? No.
Gunnersbury's not on the Piccadilly.
Ealing.
After South Ealing.
Jesus Christ, guys. I'm sorry. You can relegate my graffiti card now, man. You're dubstep and I'm not graffiti anymore. So it's all good.
Where's this dubstep coming from? Yeah, where's the dubstep?
I don't know. I'm fucking around. Because you're in chase.
Gold is green.
You're down with Chase and Status. Oh, Gold is Green, of course. That's not in Ealing, but yeah.
No. But Boston is.
Fucking Boston Manor. How many times we sat at that fence looking at the trains inside there, man?
Jesus. Parsons. Where I get off every day, fucking Parsons.
Parsons, of course. Uxbridge,
Morden.
I was going to say Uxbridge. Easton. Is there one in Upminster as well?
Right. Ricky. There's loads of it down. Rickmansworth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember even that right.
So you got 9 out of 10 in the end.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sweet. And anyway, I got that last question wrong on purpose because I didn't want to bait up the yards, you know what I mean? I didn't want to bait it up and air it out to everyone, you know what I mean? That's why, I didn't answer it on purpose, you know what I mean? So I don't be bait. You get me?
Wait, did I go to see Edo G and Master Ace with you?
I've seen them.
Do you remember Edo G?
Yeah, of course.
Where did we go to that?
Look, here's a picture of me and Edo G and, I'm not even kidding, and Elder Sensei from the Artifacts crew. Oh. I'm not even kidding. That's
he loves the photo, bro. That's brilliant.
Well, I saw...
Did we get to see that together?
I've only seen Edo G... I saw him at the Jazz Cafe with Elder Sensei.
Yeah, that's
with
where the I Artifacts. Went.
Yeah.
He signed something of yours, no?
No.
You stay behind.
I got a photo, but he didn't sign anything. I don't have anything. I don't keep things long enough for people to sign, but I get a photo.
Anyway, I found a hat. It was like a box. I can't remember who makes this hat. New Era.
Yeah.
Do you remember there used to be like a New Era shop in London? Probably
yeah,
still
yeah, I know the one.
And I just got a cap from there when we went, and then he, I can't remember if I dashed it. I think my friend dashed it on the stage. I thought it was maybe you.
No.
Because I forgot all about this. And I found the box in the fucking shed. Like all cobwebs and shit. Opened the box. And it's one of those hats with Edo G and Master Ace.
Oh, shit.
And I thought, oh, shit. Never wore it again. Just put it back in the box.
Yeah, of course. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it's not really that dope.
That's all right. Yo, Theme, okay, that was a great quiz, I have to admit. I hope you guys enjoyed that at home as well. Let us know what score you got in the comments below.
Look.
And now...
It's all covered in shit.
Oh, you got it there. Box. Yeah, pull it out. Let me see the hat.
Yeah.
Let me see the hat.
And it had like, you know, I was an MC, do you know what I mean? So yeah. I had like musical notes over the hat.
Oh, yeah.
Musical notes. And like I kept the sticker on, do you know what I mean?
Of course.
This was fucking... This is probably over a decade ago. Oh, maybe it's got the date.
It says 2011. 09. Is it?
Oh, is that maybe an 11? Yeah, 0011. 0011.
Yeah, but that can't be a date.
I think that is.
Maybe. I don't know.
0011.
Yeah. Anyway, that's wicked, man. That's nice.
Cool story over. I've got loads more cool stories as well. I don't hear any more cool stories.
Yeah. But listen, check this out. On Saturday, when we were at that thing, in the hip-hop thing, with Just Vibes and all that lot, at the South Bank Centre, I bumped into Archetype, an MC from the Moose Funk Squad. I think he's Croydon. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure he's Croydon. Big up Ollie Suds and all that crew them. But I told him, look, send me a tune for us to react to and to listen to.
See
on
the dude
pod.
In the Gangstar t-shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. Really cool motherfucker, man. And he makes wicked tunes. And he had an album called The Zip Folder. You can get it on Bandcamp. The link is below. This is a track from that album called Triple Fire Emojis, featuring Effects and Tenchu. Tenchu is a dope MC as well. Effects, I've heard the name. I can't.
Effects.
Yeah, EFEKS.
Yeah, Effects.
Yeah, FX.
He's good as well.
Yeah, I mean...
They're both very good.
Yeah, man. So this is Archetype.
I think I've done a tune with FX.
Oh, yeah? Damn, I don't even remember.
Definitely done a tune with FX. Okay. Definitely done a tune with FX.
There we go. Boom.
Big up FS and Tenchu, IMS.
Yeah, it's true. Big up IMS.
Yeah, this can bring me into a bollocking. I'm bollocking these producers now, man. They're sitting on tunes.
Yeah.
That I've got. I know. IMS. It'll move sporadic. It'll move your ass. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck's going on? The fuck are my beats? Them two tunes. One's called. I think it's called Batter Them. Do you know what I mean?
Batter them. Of course it is.
And Medusa.
Yeah.
But have you listened to them? Fucking, they're hard tunes.
Yeah,
they've got
I've
good
heard.
Choruses and shit. Like they're joke tunes. I'm saying they got to come out.
Bruv.
We were gonna do like all vinyl and get Diet to do the fucking.
Oh wow!
Track list and
that would have been
what
sick.
I did for Chasing the Status.
You could still do it. You could still
and
do
have it.
It
on vinyl, but the queues for vinyl. No, but it's been years, and we're all long. Everyone, all three of us are long.
Bro,
N81 is long.
All you have to do, Theme.
Neil is long.
Theme,
I am long.
You just got to get all the tracks off of these people. Tell them, look, give them to me. I'm not going to release them without your knowledge and everything like that. But get all the songs you need. Yeah?
Yeah,
get the stems and everything.
They're mastered.
Then you can go get them mastered yourself. You do it, man. Don't just wait for them lot to fucking do it. Just you get them all together. Get a nice EP together, a little 6-track, 7-track EP. Send them off, you know, get them mastered, all that stuff. Package
do
them
you
nicely.
Think that is a bit harsh because I thought about doing that before with other people and probably with IMS as well. Because if you just take it wasn't like a setup where they give, I should have explained it. They didn't like reach out and say, do you want to jump on this beat? You know what I mean? We do shit together.
Yeah.
So the whole thing's like been done together. Like they made the beat, yeah. But it wasn't like it was. I just remember getting a list of beats. I just remember now they sent me the fucking hell, you lot, yeah.
Mm.
You two long and me. We're fucking long. And I need those tunes to come out. I got the fucking next thing with Ray Vendetta coming out. Bruv, that's like 5 tracks done.
Yeah.
You know how Ray works.
Oh, quick.
He writes like the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But what
so
I'm saying.
That's
but,
coming out.
But what I'm not.
That's
I'm
coming
not,
out.
I'm not
I want
saying,
these two other tracks to come out as well, Bosch.
But I'm not saying for you to undercut the producers. I'm not saying for you to do that. I'm saying for you to get the tracks and the stems so you can start the process of getting them mastered, getting them sorted. You can get
the artwork
done. I've
done that before, but I'm thinking. It's when you've done the thing, the whole thing together. If it's like, send me that on an email. You know what I mean, Bosch?
Yeah, yeah. That's no, cool. Fair enough. Well, you know, deal with the matter and deal with it proper. But let's get into this Archetype track, man, from the Zip Folder LP.
Archetype.
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 A-R-C-H-E-T-Y-P-E. Archetype, the Zip Folder LP. Track number 7 from the album Triple Fire Emojis featuring FX and Tenchu. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. The moment I get in my zone with raw rhythms, I form pictures, standards, select the palette for the canvas, accidentally happy like Bob Ross, you ain't washing off those mistakes, build some layers.
Shout out Bob Ross.
I came with a bag of them colours to get busy, now flames on some beige grey rubbish, now step with me, the artiste deep in my bars deep, I hold the mirror up, ain't hard to see what my art means, reflect on the realism but loving that abstract, have cats wondering what the bumper is that fam, uncanny like dream states, surreal like seeing faces you recognise but they got unfamiliar details. The object of my desires, obscure as they come, bruv. But mainly want the audience applauding and such stuff. Respect is imperative, my brethren. Been repping authentic from days when the prerequisite was being excellent. True to the art, watch how we attack bars like it's Buchanan doing it large. I'll be that loose cannon, shoot for the stars. Seen a lot of new talent that's coming through, quickly losing its charm. From the heart, always dropping a dumb speech. So if you're hearing this, then I reckon that you probably know me. And true say you gotta be knowing P.
Special effects, I'm coming with the triple fire emoji. Yo, I'm back in effect, live and direct. Out of my slumber, cats wonder if I lost my hunger. Never hung up the mic cord.
See that?
Took a little time for the right cause. Yeah. So it was nothing more than a slight pause. I'm like a Jedi Knight with a light sword. A strike when the energy's right and cut my enemy's life force. I never lost a step or drop to beat. Lost some peeps, gained some grey hairs.
It's dangerous getting these kind of people to feature
in my pit. Waiting for the right moment like a mobster with a hit. Rhyme monster, the conqueror, the captain of the ship. Blow your house down before you get to stacking up a brick. Little piggy, I'm the bad wolf howling at the blood moon. I come through and have you praying the sun will come up soon. The day walker, pay homage to this great author. Ready for every and any, my blades break borders.
to the arm. Watch how we attack bars like it's Buchanan doing it large. I'll be that loose cannon, shoot for the stars. Seen a lot of new talent that's coming through, quickly losing its charm. From the heart, always dropping the dumb speech. So if you hear this, then I reckon that you probably know me. And I can bet you obviously know T.
Yo, it's 10 chisel, hit you with the triple fire emojis. Orchestrate the killer blow, rigging those style at the weight of Riddick Bow. Used to battle rap, but I raised the limit though. The Houdini act, I escaped the pigeonhole. No one know your name, don't claim you didn't know. I still kill trolls, nicknamed the Billy Goat. Gold artifacts from the sacred hidden vault. You the one testing Euphrates River flow. Dead in all that relevant talk. There's no countdown for the value of treasury jewels. Yo, I got a box load, I'll be setting the rules. Take the head of a fool, use it as a medicine ball. You see ten. Tenements full intention in the game. Yo, I swing like Planet X connected to a crane. I hit the entrance with the momentum of a train. Hear the lightning strike from every mention of my name. Cause you know, say I'm
to the arc. Watch how we attack bars like it's Buchanan doing it large. I'll be that loose cannon, shoot for the stars. Seen a lot of new talent that's coming through, quickly losing its charm. From the heart, always dropping the dope speech. So if you hear this, then I reckon that you probably know me. The ghosties rolling with OGs like special effects. Triple fire emojis.
With the fire, with the fire like mine. Still burning.
Pyromaniacs burning, blazing high.
None of them steal with the fire like mine. Fire like mine. The flame lives on. Torture, blaze them.
Hey, there we go.
Yo.
Good stuff there.
That was FX there in the middle, verse 2.
Yeah. Exactly, Tenshu at the end there.
See when FX came on, bruv. Sick MC.
Yo, he's dope. What was he talking about?
Dangerous getting people like that to feature on your shit. Dangerous because you put yourself... Who was the dude? Was he the first dude?
Archetype, yeah, was the first chap.
Yeah.
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 He was dope for 12, man. Shit. Yeah.
Good verse, yeah, but like different kind of rapper. By the sound of it. I'm not saying it, but from that I've only heard that tune of his. Different kind of rapper to FX and Tenshu. Obviously, Tenshu's like...
Tenshu's incredible.
He comes on differently from his, but
man, it says a lot that you
it
know
made it stand out. Verse 2 stood out. It I was did. Like, yo, now we're like someone's like rapping. You know what I mean? Someone like going in, but not rapping like. You could still,
yeah.
It's like that decent level of that kind of. If you rap like that, just get to the level where people can still actually listen and understand what you're saying and stuff. But it's all very like good rap, technical chat.
Oh, no doubt. So your
first
favorite...
is very technical and good, and he's good, man.
Oh yeah, he's dope.
He's more
man.
Of a laid back, sounded more laid back, and then Tenshu came on, and he's got like his, you know, his style and shit.
Yeah, I mean, archetype from
dangerous. What I'm saying is, it's dangerous getting dudes like that.
Yeah.
To feature on your shit.
Yeah,
I bet you dude recorded that first and then pinged it out as well and said, "Yo, this is my bit, boss. Do you want to just?" And then their man could just write on it like hard. You know what I mean?
You think? Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows, man? I mean, it says a
the
lot.
First dude can spit. I want to say big up Archetype.
Yeah, I want to say like Archetype, like it says a lot for him that he reached out to those MCs. Like you said, it's dangerous reaching out, but like it shows that he's got the cojones, you know what I mean? And the and the fucking, you know, the audacity to be like, you know, getting features like that. I'm not audacity, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, the dude, he has confidence in himself and he's been doing it a long time and he has respect in the game to a certain level, you know, so that he can get features like that. And the beat was dope as well, man. I think I wrote down who produced it.
Yeah, who was that?
Fuck, I got it written here. Oh, yeah, Giuseppe Falcone.
Yo, can we talk about...
Zippo. But yeah, go on.
Giuseppe. Can we talk about Toys Get... No, what was it I called my thing? It was theme.
Toys Get Smoked, yeah. Yeah.
Toys Get Smoked. 10 years old, bruv.
Is it?
10 years old, yeah.
Oh, shit.
10 fucking years old on that shit. And wow. We were talking about features. Do you know who I got on that fucking thing?
Yeah, some big...
Debut release ting.
I know M9 was on it.
Got a tune on there. M9
Tenshu's on it as well.
Genesis Elijah.
Yeah.
Tenshu's on that. Reveal.
Oh. Reveal.
Iron Braids.
Woo-wee.
Tony D.
Yeah. I saw Tony D as well on Saturday.
Beg you haven't left someone off.
Why don't we listen to a bit of it next week? next podcast, we'll listen to a couple of tracks off of Themes. Was it an album or an EP? Came out 10 years ago.
That tune, Block Politics, EP. Well, maybe it was an album. I can't remember. But anyway, Block Politics. And it had me, Reveal, Tony D, and M9.
Sick.
Yeah, it was sick. It was sick.
No doubt. And we'll get that ready for next week.
You could have dislikes. I don't know if you still have it on YouTube videos. You know I'm not up to date on that shit. Yeah. Back then you could have dislikes on your YouTube video and shit.
Yeah.
And I remember that one just never, for like years and years and years and years, never got one. Wow. It's not a music video. It's just the tune. Someone's uploaded it. Some UK hip hop website or whatever uploaded it to YouTube.
I got it. Shall we listen to it now? Features.
Genesis Elijah.
Isn't it?
Tony D. Reveal.
No, Genesis isn't on this. He isn't on this tune. It's just Reveal, Tony D and M9 on this track.
No, yeah, but I'm talking about the album.
On the album, yeah. But let's give it a listen, man.
Reaching out to people like that.
All right, we're going to listen to...
Hang on. Oh, what, Block Politics?
Block Politics.
I haven't chosen what tune I want to listen. I don't want to listen to Block Politics.
Well, you brought it up.
About no craft. No, but there might be a better tune on there. I'm just looking, man.
Well, there's a few people have uploaded it, man. Few heads have uploaded it on YouTube. Listen.
Yo, that shit went down as one of them. I like to think that was the equivalent of Lunatic. You know the Lunatic Booba Ali album I talk about in Paris? As if it's as big as that.
Yeah.
But just saying that out loud is so dumb. But it was like that. Just dropped once. Never got repeated. Never. I can't remember how many vinyl CDs got printed and shit of that. I can't remember.
Who did you release it?
Maybe that one was just internet.
Yeah.
Beat okay. Butcher produced on that. The Beat Butcher Beat was producing Butcher. On that, bruv.
He does stuff bruv, for...
So that thing was a sick... I'm not taking the piss, man. That thing was a sick little thing when that dropped.
I agree, man. I agree. You know what? I'm not going to play any tunes.
The Fly Hooligan, back when he was Iron Braids, he was spitting on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to play any because we'll give it a proper listen next week, all right? Because we've already hit an hour now and we've still got to do some graph sketch reviews, man. So I'm going to send you one now, Theme. I'm going to send you
You've got to admit my quiz is better than your quiz. It's
better than your quiz. Oh, no.
28 DDS members.
You nut up.
What a dickhead. Yeah, so big up Frontline, yeah, for sending me more free stuff, yeah? You're not getting any free shit. Man's getting the PA. No, I'm joking. It's the same batch that came through, bro.
Did they not send me anything? Because I can't name all of the yards. That's why.
I can't even name shit. Yards. The geezer who sent me some... Who was that? I said big up to them on the last podcast, man. They sent some t-shirts here. I never got them because they
heavy
changed.
Heavy Crates.
I live in this fucking estate. They've Heavy Crates. Big up Heavy Crates. He sent one for my missus.
Oh.
And I remember him saying, like, what is she like extra small? And I was like, nah, mate.
Big cool look.
But no, it was for a t-shirt. And I was like, nah, she's not extra small.
Yeah.
But they didn't fucking come. And then they delivered it, tried to deliver it again. So I've got two of those little red fucking postal tins.
Oh, fuck's sakes. I hate
But the geezer
shit.
Hasn't written the fucking license number. There's some number. I went to the post office today with them, bro. Got them here. Look, two of these fucking bastards.
Yeah.
Claro que sí. Y mira.
So you still haven't got
the them? Thing, I have two, yeah. I have two, and they don't have this number here. There's nothing written in the boxes there. Shit. So both times, I go to the post office with these fucking cunts. I don't know where the fuck's my shit. He's like, no, they don't have the item reference number written on by the postman.
For fuck's sakes.
What do you mean? Look, put my fucking name in or fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no. After 18 days, it's going to go back to the sender. I'm like, what do you fucking mean? They're like such an ungrateful prick. Imagine these two t-shirts fucking land back at their office or whatever.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Well, yo.
I'm never going to get... How do I pick them up? At work every day.
Get them sent somewhere else.
Went
get them
sent to fucking, my house. What was it, Acton? Or no, they've gone to Chiswick. That's the other thing, bruv. They're not even in fucking Acton, bruv.
Oh, man.
can I get it before work? He's like, no, mate, we've changed our hours since July 23rd. I'm like, oh, yeah, fantastic. That's the kind of answer I wanted there, mate. So I'm never going to get these fucking parcels. Not fucking parcels, beautiful parcels.
Yeah.
Beautiful parcels. Well, yeah, having said that, I just wanted to get that rant out the way.
Yeah.
Let's go into the graffiti sketches.
All right. I've sent you one now already.
Episode number 40. You motherfuckers are lucky. I haven't even seen my phone yet, but you're on the episode number 40.
Yeah.
And your graph is coming on. This better remind me of hardcore, dirty, aggressive London 90s graph from only the panel section.
Well, it's in Stockwell.
Have you done it on WhatsApp?
Yeah, I think I did. Let me know if it's not sent yet. Did it send?
I wanted to talk about something, actually.
Go on.
And it's about graph. I think it's the one of the front pages of the Frontline magazine. I'll get it in a sec. Do the sketches first. You haven't sent shit.
Okay, let me send it again. Sorry, I thought I'd send it. All right, boom, boom, boom. Sent. Or sending. Now it's sent.
All right, well, finally. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not some toy. It's not a shit bit of graph.
Yeah, exactly. It's good.
Which I thought, you always send me such a fucking dog shit bit of graph. Now this is all right, man.
Yeah. Let's so this is
we are looking at the word mash.
Yeah.
Big up to the mashatom.
Mashatom.
It's in a green. It's like I've got a green fade going on from like a light and a yellow. It says yellow at the top, light green in the middle, and dark green at the bottom. The dark green is kind of faded in, and it's kind of got schemes coming out from where it should be into the light green.
Yeah,
it's got drips dropping down from each letter. The letters are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with the letters are pretty good. The schemes are pretty good. The fade is pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah. I like the arrows as well, man. I like mash. I like the S.
So this guy, let me just point out quickly. You see how he put up on the top left? He put up
2023.
He put up Rust.
Rust. And that's John.
That's Rust's kid, because we've reviewed one of Rust DDS. We've mentioned him already on this podcast from DDS. We've already mentioned him. We already reviewed one of his sketches, but this is his son.
Just batted his dad, bruv.
Yeah.
Just batted your dad. You said your first fire in, bruv, and you just batted your dad sideways and said, bruv, get out. Stop. Well, I'm coming here on my J's now. I'm painting on my J's, bruv. This is ridiculous. Yeah. You know, I'm much more skilled than you, bruv. Much bigger. No, but I do like the mash.
Yeah, the 3D is dope.
And he's got the orange drop-down 3D with the lines in it.
The one thing, though, if I'm going to nitpick, yeah, like, obviously, you know, I don't know what was going, you know, through his head, like, what his intentions were, but if he was trying to do a sort of Superman 3D where all the 3D is going, you know, the right-hand side is going into the left and the left-hand side is going into the right, you know, like, kind of Superman, that's what I call it, like, it's going to a vanishing point. But it's wonky as fuck, man. The 3D isn't consistent, man. Doesn't go, you know what I mean? That's the only thing that I'm going to nitpick, really, because I love the letters. The letters look really cool. The schemes are really nice. I even like the blue one time with the bubbles around it and the little lines and the fades in the thing. It's a cool effect. It stands out, makes the letters stand out, you know what I mean? And for illegal, this is obviously in Stockwell Hall of Fame. You can see it's on the side of the basketball thing. And, you know, he put up his old man and John. I don't know who John is.
It's kind of harsh because you see in the A and the S, yeah, if you're talking about Superman 3D, especially in the S, it's going down towards the correct direction.
Yeah.
And so is the first left of the M. That would be kind of going in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it's like the bottom first bar of the H that kind of throws it off completely.
Look at the top of the S. Look at the 3D on the very top of the S. It's going to the left. Yeah, it's not even going down. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's completely in the wrong direction. But some people do that on purpose.
The tough bits, I think those are the easier bits. The tougher bits would be when it's inside the letter and you're especially if you're putting the black lines in.
Yeah.
You know when you put the lines bits in the shadow and that.
Yeah.
But those are kind of going in the kind of, they could have blagged it with that. They're kind of going in the right direction, but yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of people.
Kind of gives the effect.
It does. It works. Like at first glance, when you're looking at it, they don't jump out at you at first. But like when you look at it and you look at the 3D, the consistency isn't there on the 3D. And those are the types of things when I'm painting with certain people, those are the types of things they point out to me. They go, nah, that 3D ain't there. Nah, that one, nah, you got to change the angle on that one a bit.
We're talking about proper like panicky bits of graph, though.
No, but these things, like to an eye like mine, they stick out. And then what I think when I see something like that, I don't think, oh, he's a toy for that. No. Like, you know, it's cool. You can do it. And, you know, some people, they pay attention to it. Some people, they're not paying that much attention to it. He's obviously put a lot of effort into this piece. You know what I mean? So I assume he wanted the fucking 3D all to be going in the correct direction. You know what I mean? That's why I pointed it out. Or else I wouldn't have fucking even bothered mentioning.
You know what hits me? Yeah, you know when we've talked about this on the pod before. When you do that with the behind your letters and you start, I would think he was doing a blue border, and then he thought, you know, allow it. I'm just going to put drips in as well. Yeah, I've done that many a time, and then when I've done that, I'm like, shit. Now it needs a border again, like a one time.
Yeah,
again.
I agree.
Because the blue and the green. You know, it's blue and green. You know what I mean? If you had like something mad, more chaotic in there, like a bright pink or something.
Bright pink, exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Because pinks and purples are really good contrasting colors to greens and yellows and stuff, you know? So I really like those.
Just the opposite colors.
Yeah. So I really like those.
I remember painting Van Gogh. Yeah. I was doing my Van Gogh.
Oh, yeah.
GMVQ advanced art exam. Yeah. And I had to paint some Van Gogh. And I had to, every color had to be the opposite.
Yeah.
The exact opposite. So even like, you know, in the trees and shit, when there's different kind of browns and oranges in the real one.
Yeah.
To find the exact different shades.
Well, you know, so you're aware then of the color wheel.
And the blue, I saw the sky was like orange and pinks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was blue in the real photo. Or was it purple?
Right. So you kind of did the inverse of it. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. But there's the thing, the color wheel, as you're aware of, yeah? All the colors on this color wheel, the ones next to each other are complementary colors. And then the colors that are opposite each other on this wheel are contrasting colors, and that can be helpful to any, you know, newbies listening to look up the color wheel. So when you're looking, so okay, my outline is in this color, my 3D is in this color, but the one time around it should be one of the contrasting colors from that color to make it pop off and make it stand out. I mean, that's the one easy trick to do. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're called Arms House, but we're talking about the color wheels.
Yes,
for your art education. I do my fine arts.
I do my graph workshops. You know what I mean?
We do workshops, ladies and gents.
But yeah, so. But no,
big up Mash, man.
Big up Mash.
DDS, isn't he?
No, I don't think he's quite there yet. His dad's probably, you know.
Big John.
Yeah.
Big John. John. That's my dad's name. Big John.
Yeah.
My missus messaged me the other day. She's like, what the fuck is a middle name?
Oh, wow.
She's obviously filling out some form somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? What's a middle? I didn't know how to answer it. I was like, love, it's the word that goes in the middle of your first and your last name. Middle name.
I don't have a middle name.
I'm just trying to say it like a decent person would, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
She doesn't know. They don't have any of that. They have about 15 names. She has about, you know, 27.3 billion names.
Yeah.
The old missus.
Telefrinkos, Malalikos, Malpontinkos, Malfalasanka, Anamanatinki.
Alamanatinki,
I don't know.
Alamanatinki.
Yeah, that's a famous South American name, surname.
Mm.
Look, I've got a couple mothers more sketches. Things, yo,
yeah,
actually,
let's get into the sketches, man. Ping it up.
All right, shall I do it? We'll do another one. Let's do another one.
Oh, yeah.
All
so right. The reason I was talking about Ed OG, yeah. Was didn't we see MOP together at Jazz Cafe?
I've seen MOP, but not at Jazz Cafe, no.
And Stigger the Dump was there, and he was blazing like some new... Back then, it was like some new kind of vape ting.
Nah, I wasn't there, man.
Got it in.
I wasn't there. I think Kuba might have been there. My mate Kuba. You know Kuba as well.
Maybe.
He loves MOP.
Kuba was there. We talked about when Kuba got me sent off for my own fucking birthday 11-a-side game.
No.
Have we talked about that?
No.
Fucking hell, yeah.
What happened?
We organised, yeah. This is back in the day, I don't know, like 18th or 21st birthday party, yeah?
Yeah.
It was a football game that they organised, the club I was playing for organised, yeah. Not the club I was playing for, mates.
Which birthday? For the same club. How old?
Like very young.
Okay.
Maybe not 18, 21. Hang on, what? Let me think about this shit if you want an actual answer.
I mean, around 20. Okay, around about 20. Okay, cool. It's all good.
I don't know, man. Maybe it wasn't anything. I was just thinking of old Meads, but it wasn't Meads. I can't remember.
Hmm.
But they... No, it was on me. It was on the lands. It was on the Riverside lands. The holy lands. The holy lands. Anyone who plays in like West London knows about the lands.
Yeah, there's a yard. Riverside there's a train yard right next to it as well, man. I used to go paint all the time back in the day. I'm just kidding. So yeah, go on. About that.
So upset. So when I painted that train with Touch, and it was, did I tell you about that?
No. Stick with one story, man. Come on.
But that was that. You know that train? Are you talking in the Riverside Lands?
Yeah.
Or somewhere in Chiswick? Yeah. There's a. I think it's in the Riverside Lands. They had a train, like a model train.
Yeah.
Like an actual replica of an old school steam train or some shit.
Yeah.
So it was all like nice, and it was an actual replica of the shit. And it used to take people around the fucking... The park was Tonk Park, yeah? In West London. And just one of those... Remember back in the days, Touch was one of those kind of geezers that you would just meet in the middle of nowhere. Like, you'd be like, fucking old Touch is here. Do you know?
You bump into
all the time,
yeah?
All the time. Yeah. On road, and like the maddest night, maddest hour. Yeah. All right, Touch. It was one of those ones, bro. And we were trying to get a draw or something. It would like height of the 90s graph. And he wanted to go and do a yard, and there was like, we didn't have any transport and blah, blah, blah. And it was just me and him. And he said, well, there's this fucking yard. I don't know if he said there's this yard, but there was this train like kept in this fucking place in the lands in Chiswick.
Yeah. This and he broke train.
In. It was like a shed. It wasn't a train yard. Yeah, yeah. It was like a shed. Fuck, you know, we battered this train, bro. I feel so bad about
it. You broke into it. Mad. It's like a museum or something. It's like a fucking museum.
You broke into it, battered the train. Like, battered it.
Yeah. Do you get photos?
Like, it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard to batter it. No. You know what I mean? It was like a replica train. It was a fucking horrific, yeah, little shit thing to do, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we left feeling good about it.
Well, you know, a train's a train.
It was all in the local news, like the local, like, I don't know, I can't remember, Richmond and Kingston Herald. And
oh, no way.
Chiswick and Acton Times and all these kind of papers.
I remember this now, man.
And everyone was fuming, like the whole community was fuming about it.
I remember.
It was me and Touch. It was me and Touch. We did that, like everyone was fuming about it.
Yeah, I
people,
remember
like, gathering around saying, who could ever do this?
Oh, that's hilarious, man. And you lot were thinking, any hole's a goal, innit? Like, you know, it's a train, innit? And it's on tracks, fuck it. It wasn't even on proper tracks, I bet. It was just on some bullshit little rail.
I remember I was almost semi-fuming because I'd been living in West my whole life. I didn't even know about it. And I thought it was one of those things I should have known about until he opened the fucking... I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like some toy. It's like a toy.
Yeah.
But it had a couple of cars.
And you look disrespected bad. It, man. Was it like taller than you? Yeah. It was a big, like,
no, it would be like up to your, like, kind of head. Oh, like, right, the top of it. I mean, like, so that's like a, you know, a steam pipe coming up. So the actual train's like by your waist. You know what I mean?
I know the one you're talking about.
I don't know
if
the carriages
Bridge.
Were just like theme park carriages where you could just slide in and there was no actual. I can't remember.
It's near
but
Kew
there was
Bridge.
Definitely doors in the carriage.
Oh, that's disrespectful, man. That's fucked up. There's plainly an old man that ran that little museum and he turned up in the morning and just saw his whole thing had been vandalized, man.
So it's one of those. I remember going to someone's house to go and link them and their mum was in their kitchen chatting. You know, to some other mums or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were all talking about it. And that's when I first heard. And I was thinking, shit. And then I started seeing it in the local papers and that. And I was like, oh, fucking hell.
Oh, that's jokes, man.
These little people need to be caught. And I was thinking, shit, if I get enough. Imagine getting enough for that.
That would have been fucking even more hilarious.
Theme all over it. Yeah. You're like, fucking hell, that's such a cunt.
Do you remember hearing about the Harry Potter train getting done? Someone broke into the film studio and painted, I think it was Snug, or I can't remember, but I'll find the photo and I'll put it up here, man. I can't remember who the fuck did it.
Do you remember I said, when we went to something in East London, I can't remember what it was, and I said, yo, I was one of the first people to paint the DLR.
Oh, yeah?
Stand by that.
Yeah?
Completely on my J's.
Okay. Because
I had to go to a uni in East London, yeah, and Beckton Tube Station was on in fucking inside the university, bruv.
Mm.
Which was mad. You know what I mean? So you could come out of uni, go walk down, and you're like in the train station.
Yeah, yeah, as part of this uni, yeah.
When I went there, it was so, everything was getting built around there, so much so, yeah, it was so new that I left after like less than a year. Because nobody knew shit. So I'd like stop someone who's like blatantly works there, like a lecturer or something, and says, excuse me, do you know where this and this and that club? And they're like, mate, I've got as much idea as you, because everything was like just built, like properly, like still plastic hanging off fucking shit. And after a while, I was like, oh, there's no fucking point being here. But the yard was there. I mean, the yard.
Like a little layer.
But there was a Beckton with like Beckton was like near the very like end of East London. Like, I don't even know what the, I can't remember what the postcode was, bro, but it was like
out
far
there,
far away.
Yeah,
far on the DLR, bro. And just trek across the whole of London to go there. Anyway, man, fucking thought right, I'm going to allow this place, so I completely allowed it. But I had to stay. I could stay for like another 4 months or whatever because I had a. Brand new halls of residence, which is like a Pringles tub, just cut into pies like that, just these slices of pies. So you had a tiny, so your room would like go down mad narrow like that towards the end, fucking up, like trying to get something from there, and then like come back out, and you had your bed there. That was it. There was like fucking no space.
It was like a slice of cake. Each room was like a slice of cake.
Yeah, and they would like wobble in the wind and shit. These fucking things. They were brand new, like honestly, Pringle tubs. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could live there for a bit. And at the time, I was doing like the whole drum and bass thing and those DJs there and Rare. We were doing ELC. I remember they said, come, they came to me and like, yo, we know you do graph. We want you to do ELC, East London Connection. Yeah.
Mm.
And I remember now, man. But back then, I was like, no, I'm not doing any other letters apart from my tag letters, man. I'll be completely shit. Bro. And then I remember thinking, what the fuck? Yeah, that's Elk. It's basically almost Elk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, shit. So I just copied some Elks and sent them to them. Bosh.
Oh, shit.
So we were doing this thing, East London Connection, but so I could stay there. And I stayed there. And I didn't have to do anything. So I started going to like inspect what was happening on the DLR, because that was still kind of like getting...
Yeah, brand like, new. What, they,
yeah, it wasn't fresh. Finished.
Yeah. You know,
everywhere, because it was still stretching out. And they kept loads of, not loads, like three or four trains quite nearby. I don't know if it's a yard now or what. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying, I don't know what it is. But used to go there, back of the DLR, on my J's.
Wow.
On my J's. And it was, and the, because it was like near the end of the, like there wasn't, you know what I mean? It was that new. There wasn't like more rail built.
Yeah.
Not much past there.
Did you walk
off? You could
off?
See like the end of, you, if you were there where the trains were, you could see the end of where
yeah.
tomorrow they're going to crack on starting from there.
Jeez.
You know, but there was like these, and the trains weren't getting used, and that was just like battery.
Well, did you walk off the end of the platform to get to the trains, or was there like a get on?
Yeah, but the end of the platform was in my fucking college.
Yeah, that's what
there
I'm saying.
There was only like college security. There wasn't like old Bill, and then there wasn't public. There was some public.
Yeah.
Like some people lived nearby and would go to that station, but they could obviously come in through some public access gates.
Yeah. No, I get it. But you walked off the end of the platform probably, or was there another get on to get on? Yeah, so you did.
And I just walked off.
Yeah, literally.
Walked off completely in my chase. About 17, 18.
So you reckon you're the first to batter a DLR. So, okay, you've put that out there now.
Do you know what? We should do that next week, because I'll find out. No, because I left there. I don't know what I was going to say. I'll look. I found the qualifications for some qualification I got.
Yeah.
I can't really even remember now. It might be even fucking Richmond College. But...
Yeah.
But that would have said the date of when I went there. And then we can see if I was one of the first people to paint the DLR.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like you were pretty early then, man. You know? But that's a big claim, I reckon, man. So, you know, let's see.
Super toy.
Yeah, I bet.
like these dubs and shit were, but I was so happy because I knew I was toy, and I knew there was no one knew, like no one did graph who I knew over there, so I was just doing all my J's. Yeah. And every time, and they'd still be there. Like the next time I went, the trains were still there.
Yeah.
They hadn't moved. You know what I mean? I was battered them.
And as long as
on another carriage.
Yeah, as long as you didn't get caught red-handed, then there was no way anyone could dob you in or anything like that. Because you know, like you said, yeah, you were pretty anonymous still, man. But yo, listen, Theme, man, we've gone well over the time. Episode 40, in the place, in the bag. Salute my brother, Theme, each and every time.
Your mum's a slag! Everyone listening! Your mum's not really a slag. We love all the mums out there. Big up.
Salute. Oh yeah, we got a couple of extra, five-star reviews on the Apple Podcast app. So please continue doing that. If you haven't left us a little review, please do that. It only takes a couple seconds of your day. Leave a like, leave a comment below. Big up.
I need to know who to send the zombie t-shirt to.
Yeah, that guy, he never... No, the zombie sketch.
Sorry, just looking at more free shit that I've got. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, just looking at more free shit.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, Theme, because the dude, I think it was, if I remember correctly, he wrote his handle on YouTube as Fex, and he still hasn't got in touch with us, man. It's been a week now, and I haven't heard from him. So Fex, if you're fucking listening now, reach out to us and claim your zombie sketch, or else I'm going to give it to someone else. All right, you got another week.
Perfect.
Yeah,
because he's been a week.
It's been a week. He hasn't messaged us. So
what's he got? One more week or less than a week?
No, till next episode. He's got till next episode to get in touch, or else we're going to do another competition.
Episode that drops, or episode?
Yeah, next Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Wednesday. He's got till half a week. I like it, Maddie. I like it.
No. Not this Wednesday. This episode that we're recording.
He's got till this Wednesday.
No. Yeah. We're recording this on Sunday. It comes out on Wednesday. So he's going to hear this on Wednesday. So I'm telling him he's got till next Wednesday to fucking get in touch. So a week and a half from now. Okay, brother?
That's very true.
Jesus.
Very true.
Peace, party people. Much love.
To your mum's house.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?